15 Years On, written by Alex Cat, read by Raven. Summary: Steve goes back home to say goodbye again. Steve stood by the lake and looked out over the water. It had been 15 years. He traveled farther to be here today than anyone would believe. He saved one Pym particle and had used it to come here on this particular day. He and Peggy were happy together. Sometimes he felt like he needed to pinch himself to make sure it was real, though. She made him tell her the whole truth. The truth about the Avengers, about Howard, Bucky, all of it. Even Tony. He sat on the bench that he'd sit on again someday. He took the little cell phone out of his pocket. He'd carried the charger with him and kept it so he could hear the message he'd saved on it. He'd never actually listened to it in all of these years. He hadn't heard that voice since Tony had saved the world. He simply couldn't make himself listen to it until now. He found the message and played it again. "Hi, Cap. It's me. About the other night. I'm glad we got everything cleared. I hated feeling that way for all those years. It ate at me. I love you, and maybe you should know that before we get into all this. I'm pretty sure I never said the words. I hope you knew anyway. See you in a bit." Tony had called him after he came out to the compound to tell Steve he'd found a way for them to time travel and to give Steve his shield back. He'd left that message. They'd had some time together after that, and they'd never let the words go unsaid after that. Tears fell. The ache that was still there and still as deep as it had always been. Whoever said that time heals had never loved anyone as much as he had loved Tony. They couldn't have, or they'd know. The grief never went away. It became part of him, as familiar as his own body and his own mind. It was the price of love, a price he'd gladly pay again and again. He listened to the message one more time, then turned off the phone and returned it to his pocket. He stood up and looked out over the lake. "Goodbye, Tony. I love you too." He spoke the words quietly, but they sounded loud to his ears. "I just wanted to tell you one more time." The leaves were starting to turn, and the air was a little cool as he set the GPS on his arm. He looked around one last time and was gone. After he was gone, a young woman walked up, sat on the bench, and looked out over the water. "Daddy, I told you he'd come someday. I miss you every day and still love you 3,000. The end. Thank you for listening.